Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to He Sent His Word radio broadcast. I'm your host, Diane Woods, and I'd like to thank you for listening in to our broadcast, and we just want to trust that God will speak to your heart today. We're going to continue with Potential Passion and Purpose from Paper to Productivity, which is a book that I have written. It's a process by which you can kind of pinpoint those things that God has called you to do, and He has a plan for your life. So let's go ahead and pray and get ready to just share some insight that God has placed on my heart for you today. Lord, we thank you that you are God and God alone, and you are the creator of the universe. You create all things that are great and good in our lives. And we trust you today to speak to our hearts. Speak to us, Lord God, as your children. And we trust you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise for manifesting in our life today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm excited because God is doing great things in our lives and in our midst, and He really does want you to tap into those things that He has placed in your heart to do, and not just to tap in, but to do it. And we've been talking about potential, passion, purpose, and passion is that strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement that you have for something that you're doing. That's what your passion is. What is your passion? What do you enjoy doing? Is it hair? Is it just taking pictures? It can be anything. It can be taking care of children. There are people that love to babysit, to take care of children. There are people that love to sing and to dance, to draw, to do the arts. Whatever your passion is, God wants to use that passion to evangelize. We don't maybe think about that, but it is part of our evangelism, because we're not separate and apart from our faith. When we are born again, when we're children of God, whatever it is that God has placed on the inside of us to do, we can do that thing, and it will minister to the hearts of those that see it, that partake of it. So God wants us to just stop trying to be something that we're not, but be who He's created us to be and take that to the next level in this wonderful year of 2015. Last week we talked about potential, but I wanted to share with you some things about distractions. Many times we don't do what God wants us to do because we get distracted. Distractions are things that make it difficult for us to think or to pay attention. It's something that we use to entertain ourselves so that we won't think about our problems or our situations, things that annoy us or cause us to be upset. And distractions can be anything. It can be a situation. It can be a person. It can be television. It can be the computer. Anything to distract you away from focusing in on really what you know in your heart you should be doing. Many times we think, okay, I want to learn how to do this, or I want to go to school. But then something comes up and we get distracted, or we make excuses. But God wants us to eliminate the excuses by going to Him in prayer and trusting Him that He will open whatever door needs to be open. You have to realize that we're not the ones running things. When God places on your heart to do something, the enemy comes in to distract. John 10:10 says He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, that's not God. That's the distraction is not God. If it's something negative, hurtful, things that upset you, those kind of things, that's not from God. That's God is not trying to get your attention. Many times we say, well, God is trying to get our attention through this, that, and the other. No, God already has your attention because you are His child. He has your attention. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God says you shall be saved, and saved means to be made whole. So God is leading and guiding and directing you into that wholeness, into that fullness that He has for your life. And your passion, that the thing that He's created you to be and to do, is part of that. Why have a life that you don't enjoy? Why do things that you hate? It doesn't make any sense. Why would I want to do something that I despise? Maybe sometimes we have to have a job that pays the bills or is our survival, or to help us to meet the needs of our family. But God still has a passion on your heart. Many times you can hear people talk about their vision and, you know, I want to own this, or I want to be a business owner. What kind of business owner do you want to be? But when we get distracted with the cares of this world and life and different things that pull us away from the power that God has placed on the inside of us to fulfill that dream, then sometimes it doesn't manifest. God wants us to turn that dream into a reality. He wants you to take that passion and that purpose that he's given you and make it a reality. Why? Not just for you, but for the benefit of other people. And when we allow distractions to come in, those are the things that hinder us. I remember when I stepped out into the ministry, there were so many different distractions pulling me here, keeping me away from what God was speaking to my heart to do. And it becomes a cycle where you just get so caught up in it that you can't really see what God is trying to do. But sometimes you have to get quiet before God and spend time in prayer. And we don't have to pray for the things that we already have promised to us. You know, I already have the peace of God. I already have the peace of God that passes all understanding. I just have to appropriate it in my life. I just have to believe God, because it says to have faith in God. If he's already given me that, I don't have to ask him for it, but I do have to ask him to help me to fulfill the call of God on my life, to open doors, to help me to finish working on the book, to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit is the one that lives big on the inside of you. And when you're speaking that thing that the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart to do and to be, then God can continue to manifest himself in new ways in your life. See, we have a God that is fresh, that is new. He loves us tremendously, and he loves you. And he wants you to pull away to get to know him, to experience. We should be having an experience with God, not just knowing him as Lord and Savior, but experiencing his goodness. And when we experience God's goodness, other people experience God's goodness as well, because it's going to impact those on our jobs. It's going to impact people that are around us and our family members and our church members and those that we speak to on a daily basis. It's going to have an impact. It's going to make a change. Our goal is to trust God and to live out the experience of being a Christian and not just talk about it or have it be something in the future. Now faith is. Faith is right now. It's today. What are you expecting from God today? What are you expecting God to do in your life? If it's something that you can do in the natural, then how will you know if it's manifested? But we can tap into that supernatural part of God that wants to meet those desires of your heart. You know, God supplies all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But he also wants to give you the desires of your heart. See, he supplies our need, but he gives us the desires. So what are your desires today? Can you list them out? Do you really know what you want from God? God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And we shouldn't feel guilty when he does. Many times we want to, you know, be so humble that we don't get anything and we don't see the greatness or the goodness of God manifesting in our lives in unusual ways, in supernatural ways. We just want to have that, okay, God is meeting my need, but God wants to do more than meet your need. He wants to do more. He wants to give you more. He wants to be a part of your life every single moment of the day. He wants you to recognize the power that you have and the authority in the name of Jesus. He wants you to change lives. He wants you to touch people. He wants you to speak his name and his power throughout the nations and around the world. But how can we do it if we're always inward focused? We have to change our focus to be outward focused. And your passion is part of that outward focus. If you're anointed to do hair, if you're anointed to speak before a crowd, if you're anointed to be an encourager, God needs you to take that and to use it to touch someone else's life. We have to stop being focused on ourselves and what's not happening when we need to be focused on what God is doing. Because then we can have a greater experience with him, and he will fulfill that desire. He will give us the desires and fulfillment of our hearts. So let's think about our passion today. What is that thing that you're so enthusiastic about that if you could do, it would just be so much fun? Well, ask God to manifest a way for you to just implement that thing. And if you're already doing it, take it to another level. Reach out to more people. Use your gifts and talents. Your calling is greater than the gifts that God has given you. Your calling is a great calling. Many people are called to do many things, and we're not all called to do the same thing. Because if we were, we'd just be one. We'd all be doing the same thing. But God has called us into many, many, many different areas of life. And he wants to manifest himself in that area through you as a child of God. So be encouraged today. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, as it says in Proverbs, and lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge him. Trust him. Open your heart. Be sensitive. And he will direct your path. He promises that. So we don't have to ask him to direct our path. He will direct our path. He's already given us that promise. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the passion of those that are listening today. There's been many distractions, many things that have come along in their lives, Father, and we just break the stronghold of the enemy in their thought life that makes them feel as if they cannot attain that which you have placed on their heart to do. Father, we thank you for open heaven. We thank you for the wisdom of God. We thank you for the anointing and the power of God that they'll walk in their heaven on earth, Father, today, right now, Father. Manifest yourselves in their lives and in their homes and in their jobs and in their families. Let them see your goodness, your greatness. Father, give them the desires of their heart. You supply all of our need, but you give us the desires of our heart. So we thank you for it right now, Father, and we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for all the things that you're doing. Father, we're open to the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit and operation in our lives and through us. Use us today, Father, to change a life. We thank you for it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your gentleness, and we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. And we love you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise for everything that happens in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening to He Sent His Word radio broadcast. I'm your host, Diane Woods, and just want to encourage you, just have faith in God. Trust him today. Take out the old and bring into the supernatural what you want God to do in your life. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. God is really a good God, and he's ready. He's ready, willing, and able to do all that he's promised you in your life to do, to manifest. So thank you for listening, and have a great one.